This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, hello, everybody. It's showtime here in Louisiana, where we're broadcasting from. We're talking to listeners all over America, from Anchorage, Alaska, California, New York, Boston, you name it. We're sure glad you're here with us today. Join me, our regular cohorts in crime, Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. Both of them are distinguished national authors. You can find them on our website at radiocommonsense.com.
Ronna, hey, we're distinguished.
Well, got to put a little syrup on there, you know, so... Leo, welcome. Ronna, welcome. Glad you're with us today.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, you had that birthday last week, and you weren't here.
No.
Ronna played hooky. We had a big birthday celebration pictures on our website, and she didn't show. So
it looked like a nice party.
It was. We had a great time talking about you.
That's right. That's right. Let me tell you, one of the things I do about once a week, it's so hot this time of year, and got a lot of kids in my neighborhood. My grandkids come over. I've got the nieces and nephews. They love to go out and put up a little lemonade stand, and they do pretty well. They might make 30 or 40 bucks out of the lemonade stand on the street as people come by to get lemonade. I always do it. It's fun. And quite frankly, it's kind of nice when it's 95, 100 degrees to have a little lemonade. Well, if you live in New York, they've cracking down now on lemonade stands. A 7-year-old boy puts up a lemonade stand in his front yard, and the health department comes and shuts it down. And their reasons are that there's a county fair about a block away, and some of the vendors of the county fair criticize or complained because of the 7-year-old's lemonade stand. And so, in any event, keep your guard up for your lemonade where you're going to get it, because the kids can't get the lemonade stand in New York. Interesting, though, the response, which kind of made some sense from the Department of Health, says, listen, it's a law, number one. We don't enforce that law, but four different vendors said, hey, enforce the law. So it's free enterprise competition that wants to gig their opponents, and in this case, it's a 7-year-old boy.
I have to admit, lemonade stands are very popular in my neighborhood. I always try to stop and buy a cup of lemonade, but never drink it.
Well, yeah, I'm guilty of doing that myself. But what I will stop for is when I see the actual lemonade that's actually been fresh made out of fresh lemons, instead of being the mix, that is worth stopping for sure.
Okay. And, Ron, I agree with you. I'll often kind of dump it out. Now, I might nibble on the cookie if they give me a cookie with it. Might nibble on the cookie. Now, how about this, though? It gets worse. In Monroe, North Carolina, I know where that little town is, a teenager held up a lemonade stand. He runs up to the little kids. Two little kids are sitting there on the side of the road and steals $17 from them.
Oh, you're kidding.
And runs off.
There's nothing sacred.
No. Yeah, I mean, 9-year-old lemon state vendors, two young kids, teenagers wearing black shirts, run point a black handgun at him. Took his cash on a Saturday afternoon in Monroe. That's 30 miles southeast of Charlotte. We've got a lot of listeners up in North Carolina, so it goes from bad to worse. Keep your guard up. Now you got to have a security guard at your lemonade stand.
And so there go your profits, and you may as well just hang it up.
Yep. You got to have the guard, and you have to have the permit.
Right.
And Leo, I think I've seen you on YouTube with the Kiki Challenge. You know what the Kiki Challenge is, don't you?
Which one's that?
That's the hot new wave going around where you have someone video you as you're dancing in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when the car is moving, jump out of the car.
Yes, you do.
That's you, Leo, right?
I did that twice. So I'm getting brand new cars.
Unbelievable.
Jim, I think Leo thought you said the Kinky Challenge.
Well, it made me stop there a minute.
The singer Drake has a new song called In My Feelings. It's a big hit, really taken off all over the place, escalated into a new dangerous level with some people recording themselves jumping out of moving cars. What is people thinking along that line? I mean, why would you do something like that? A number of
just
kids...
Just get people to watch on YouTube. People are trying to go for hits on YouTube, and that's the way you do it. You know, the next thing would be jumping
hit
off.
By a moving vehicle.
That's right. That's it.
Well,
it's like your mother said, if your friends jump off the bridge, are you going to jump off
right.
the bridge?
Well, nowadays, yes.
Yeah. And on YouTube.
Yeah, if somebody will videotape me.
That's it.
Videotape me, right. And I love this one. The Commerce Secretary up in Washington, D.C., is trying to make business climate work. A guy named Wilbur Ross. Now, he's accused of stealing $120 million in the stock market and through his company. That's an allegation by Forbes magazine. But not only has he bilked investors for $121 million, they say that his employee says that when he goes in to get coffee into a little coffee shop, he steals all the sweet and low. He takes he grabs packets of sweet and low and steps in his pocket. he's a billionaire, but he's going around stealing all the...
Oh, wait, that's a great book title, The Billionaire Kleptomaniac.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, after he stuffed all $100 million in his pocket.
Now, look, in fairness, I'll have to say this. I like stevia in my tea. It's the bark of a tree, a little healthier for you, I think. And I have occasionally, when I've gone to a store and they have some stevia, I might pick up one or two with me in case I'm going to have it in my shirt pocket for later on in the day. I've done that. But to take the entire pack out of it, this guy's a billionaire. He's taking the entire pack. So keep
going. Some people like you who go in behind him, forget it. Your stevia is not going to be there.
That's right. Won't have my Steve anymore. So I'm telling you all kinds of great, crazy things in the news. New York State is trying to pass a bill in the legislature right now, passed one house, up in the other house, as far as family leave. And I think I understand family leave. A number of companies give up to 5 weeks, I think, for paternity leave. Not the mother, but the father to be home, bound with the child. And I can understand that bonding process. I just had my 7th grandchild this weekend, my son spending some time home with my new grandchild. It's wonderful. I'll tell you how it was in my world back in 1960. I got a call from my mother-in-law saying that baby's about to come. I dashed to the hospital, saw everything was okay. You couldn't go into the operating room at the time. I saw my new child through the glass door, looked and saw that five fingers, five toes looked okay. Went in then and kissed my wife on the cheek. I'm back at work 2 hours later because I got to pay the bills. So my paternity leave was when you work for yourself, I couldn't afford a paternity leave.
And if you'd have stayed a little longer, you'd have found out they have 10 fingers.
I didn't have time to count. I'm talking about one hand. That'll be a smart aleck. Look what I put up with, Leo. Listeners, hear what I put up with out there.
I'll tell you. You get no respect around here. I'll tell you it's tough.
So anyway, but I'm not knocking the paternity leave. If an employee wants to see that's part of the benefit you get, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But now they're saying in the bill you get 3 months to deal with a family member's death under the bill, and in-laws are included. So your in-law in New York, if this legislation passes, can take up to 3 months off.
What?
To grieve the loss of say, a family member of a spouse or something along that line. 3 months to grieve, and again, I'm not trying to be facetious. Loss of a loved one. I'm going to my very close relative of their funeral on Saturday morning. I'm going to be there. Someone I love dearly, a lady that lived to be 98 years old, and I certainly have been grieving about her. But can the economy deal with 3 months of grief of family leave? Is that something the company wants to give it? More power, but we don't need legislation in New York to handle something like that. So
No, my goodness. Wow,
hey, you can see we got a lively show today. We're going to talk with a former Miss America contestant. We're going to talk about the deep state. You name it, we'll cover it here on the Common Sense Show. Got Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt with me. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Freshen up that coffee. We'll be right back.
listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome. Welcome to the Common Sense Show, folks. RadioCommonSense.com here with Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray. Rhonda, you had a big birthday celebration for your mother, who was 88 years old last week, and she's in good health, I hope.
She is. She's
well, that's
great.
Super. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, I wasn't making fun of the paternity leave in that earlier segment, because I think often we get so caught up in our world that we don't take the time to be there for birthdays, to remember special events like that, to send a gift, to send a little YouTube video if you want to make that up. You know,
dancing in the car.
You guys know what Jib Jab is?
Jib
Jab's a little cartoon network.
Oh, yeah.
I do Jib Jabs all the time for my grandkids and nieces and nephews. They love something like that. So we got to take more time to zero in on our families. And as we kick off, and gosh, school's about to start for all these kids. We're here in just the second week in August.
Started for a bunch of kids.
Yeah, they've already started with the backpacks going to school, the school bus drivers, school zones, and it just seems so early. It seems like school just got out, and here we're back in school again. So, and that's fine. I just, it's particularly, it's so hot that the air conditioning bills are going to be tremendous in terms of the additional cost that goes on. Used to be, as we all know, you'd go from Memorial Day to Labor Day. That was tradition. Kids worked the month of August.
Yeah, and air conditioning in my day was an open window.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. The same thing. But I know times have changed. I don't know the theory. I wonder what the theory is by the early starting and the early letting you out of school. What changed all that? You know, Lee, I'm sure you know. You're up to all that.
I do, but I don't want to talk about it. No, let's face it. The original school year was built around farm life. You know, you had everything laid by May, and then you could get out and, well, not really laid by, but that's when you, most of your work was during the summertime. And then you had everything laid by the end of August, September, had everything planted so you could go to school, and then you wouldn't harvest until late October, November, maybe early December, depending on the weather. So therefore, all the farm labor was needed during the summertime and needed for that 3-month period. But, you know, I mean, who works on the farm now?
Originally, too, they started letting out earlier because of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was getting so hot in June. So you're getting out in early May and finishing up because it was hot. Well, it's even hotter.
I say it's even hotter now. It's not
even
all the more reasons. And look, I understand, Leo, that's a good explanation. And quite frankly, particularly for some groups of kids, summer school makes sense. And maybe I know some schools go on a quarterly system where they're working in the summer because we've got a huge investment in infrastructure that sits there empty. I've always been an advocate of instead of building so many junior college or daycare centers or a lot of these senior citizen centers, why can't we tie that into a unit built around the school where you have activities going on after school and you're using the school on weekends and that kind of thing. We use the school about probably 20% of the time when you consider the 6-hour school day, not open on Saturdays and Sundays. So billions of dollars in investment is sitting there empty throughout most of the time. And we could put that to better use. And maybe there's a reconsideration involving the school year. Do we need to have 3 months off in the same summer?
Another big thing was the Labor Day was the last big family vacation weekend that you could take a long weekend, maybe go somewhere. So it was a lot of business for a lot of travel destinations.
Well, you were also talking about family leave. You just used the 3-month deal, the rule up in New York. Well, think about it. In the summertime, that's when I got to know my grandparents and families because we were either vacationing or I was staying with them in a rural area. So that 3 months was when I got to know my grandparents.
Right.
Well, and I miss those days, too, as you say, the family vacation. So many people don't take advantage. They may take a couple of days off. And, you know, if you have a pretty intense job, I don't care whether you're blue-collar, whether it's machinery, farming, whatever it happens to be, it takes a little time to unwind. You just can't go off for a Saturday and Sunday. Usually it takes me a couple of days just to get my mindset to relax. Then you enjoy it for a week or so.
It takes a couple of days just for the people around you to get used to you being there.
Unfortunately, that's the case.
And your student labor force now for that Labor Day weekend. Your student labor force has been in school for 3 weeks.
Well, we go to a little place, a little family place up in North Carolina, and they say they're cutting back the activities starting about now because they don't have the kids to work. They don't have the employees. The kids have all gone back to school, so they've got to cut back on hours of service. They don't have the summer camps like they used to because the kids are back in school.
Right.
So, well, I'm sure there are greater minds than ours up there solving the problem up in Washington, D.C. There will be a Washington solution to this problem.
We've talked about this before, but I really don't like the fact that I go by my old schools now and they have all these windows walled up, trying to air condition the whole thing, but it's turned a lot of these schools into prisons. They look like prisons because you can't look out the window and daydream.
I don't know how it is in most states listening. Our governor down in Louisiana announced this week that we're going to put more guards at prisons, start putting around school with prisons.
There's a Freudian slip.
The prison. And putting big high gates around the schools. And so they're going to be prisons anyway, Leo, unfortunately, in this crazy time in which we live, this crazy day and age in which we live. I think we got time to talk about this here now. New York Times, I read an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal this morning that I was reading, talks about the New York Times has hired a new editorial writer. Her name is Sarah Jung, and she's on the editorial board writing editorials. For years on social media, she's been making openly racist and sexist remarks about white men. And give me a few examples of this, Leo. I want your response on this, and on you too.
No, you don't.
For example, she tweets, cancel white people, was a recent tribute. White people genetically disposed to burn faster in the sun. White people have stopped breeding. You'll all go extinct soon. That was my plan all along. So there's just tweet after tweet like this. So, and that's fine. Editorial writer, she gets hired by the New York Times. Well, a more conservative writer, Candace Owens, substitutes white people, uses the same tweets and put in black people or put in Jewish people.
Oh, no.
Well, Twitter went nuts and canceled her account, and it was backlash and people just blistering her. But the New York Times editorial writer can put in white men. And everything's okay. Is there a balance there, Leo and Ron, or not? What do
you're
you think?
You're just trying to get us into trouble talking about this. You just threw a match on gasoline.
I'm going to leave this for the white men.
Yeah, there you go.
White guys.
White guys, yeah.
Well, I guess it just shows that your racism can be a horse of different color depending on how you balance it all out.
Well, there is a double standard.
Yes, in today's Wall Street Journal, if you want to see it. Hey, Jim Brown of the Common Sense Show with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. First guest coming up after this break, the deep state. What is this thing, the deep state, we keep hearing so much about? I'm not sure what it is. We've got a guest on who will tell us, then we'll try to give you our view. RadioCommonSense.com is our website. We'll be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. price. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On behalf of the family, we are stunned and heartbroken.
A family friend of the man who stole a plane from Seattle's SeaTac Airport Friday night, flew it around for over an hour, and then crashed it on a small island in Pierce County, speaking about what a good person 28-year-old Richard Russell was. He was known to his friends and family as Bebo.
It may seem difficult for those watching at home to believe, but Bebo was a warm, compassionate man. It is impossible to encompass who he was in a press release. He was a faithful husband, a loving son.
The FBI is trying to determine what motivated him to take the plane, while other agencies are looking into the implications for national security. Reversing course, New York Congressman Chris Collins is halting his reelection bid after being charged with insider trading. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. We were talking before the break about this so-called deep state, and it all came to bear with the investigation carried on by the special prosecutor, the FBI agents who were vehemently opposed to Trump's campaign for president and supposedly part of something called the deep state. We're really not sure what it is. I don't think a lot of our listeners do. I want to get a little handle on this. Alex Newman is joining me. He writes for the New American and a number of other publications. He's got a pretty good sense of what the deep state is. I want to get his opinion and get his thoughts on the thing. Hey there, Alex. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Alex, tell us here, we've got a lot of average listeners out there, a lot of small towns who listen to this show that try to get a little information. Maybe they're not staying up to date quite as much with national news. Tell us, if you will, just what, when we hear all the commentaries talk about the deep state, what are they referring to?
Well, you know, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about this. I think it's one of the most important issues facing our country. And so I just recently, earlier this year, put out a special report of the New American on the deep state. So cover to cover is all deep state. And what I did was I kind of divided it up into five different categories. And I think that's the easiest way to address it. And so I start with, you know, the bureaucratic deep state. You know, for those who don't realize, almost the entire bureaucracy is made up of anti-Trump, big government-loving, anti-Constitution bureaucrats. And this is reflected in their political spending. There was some analysis done, and something like 97% of the money donated by the federal bureaucracy to a presidential campaign in 2016 went to Hillary Clinton. Something like 3% went to Donald Trump. So that should tell us what we need to know there. Then I talk about the intelligence agencies, which, of course, are out of control. They were spying on Trump. They, you know, apparently even put a mole inside his campaign, were listening to his telephone communications, and just incredible stuff. And so I call the intelligence bureaucracy an arm of the deep state. And beyond that, then I get into the deep, what I call the deep state behind the deep state, which consists of what I divide into another two categories, the secret organizations and the semi-secret organizations. So just a brief overview of them, and I'm happy to get into more depth if we have more time. The semi-secret organizations are groups like the Council on Foreign Relations. Hillary Clinton, while she was Secretary of State, said that they tell her what she should be doing and how she should be thinking about the world. And then, of course, Dick Cheney, you know, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, until Donald Trump. Virtually every presidential administration was completely dominated by members of this organization. Then you have the Bilderberg, you know, once a year, the elite of the world, and, you know, their useful idiots get together in a semi-secret gathering. And then you have the secret societies that I talk about, too, and I think the two that I spend the most time on are the Bohemian Grove, which is, you know, 2,500 of the most powerful men in the world get together every year out in the Redwood Forest of Northern California, and they do weird rituals. You can see some of this on YouTube that people have snuck in and taken video. And then you have groups like the Skull and Bones Society at Yale that John Kerry and both the Bushes were members of. And so I think that's a quick overview. And each one of these groups and bureaucracies, they all have their own function. But I think that's a good overview of what the deep state is.
But, Alex, let me say this. Now, you're zeroing in, and obviously Trump is the focus right now. But this is nothing new. I mean, haven't we heard about the deep state going back way before Trump, where there is basically the bureaucratic government that pretty much does their focus and their bidding, regardless of who's in office or in being unresponsive to Congress? I mean, is this something brand new, or does it go back a lot further, is my question to you.
Well, great question. And actually, this has been going on for generations now, unfortunately. The only reason why suddenly it's a topic of public discussion, and I did some polling, it says 75% of Americans are concerned about the deep state now, is just because people are now starting to realize with the election of President Trump, you had basically every tentacle of the deep state foaming at the mouth about this. You had, you know, all the media propagandists freaking out, the government bureaucracies freaking out, the, you know, the swamp creatures, the deep state operatives in the government, people like, say, John Brennan, for example, just all of them freaking out. And so people suddenly realized, hey, wait a minute here. Here we thought we had this, you know, self-government and two-party system. Well, it seems like everybody's on the same team against us. So absolutely, the deep state goes back a long time. I would say the CFR is one of the key organizations, and they're almost 100 years old now, the Council on Foreign Relations. And so this has long, long roots into the past, and I think their objective is very clear, too, to erode the freedom and the self-government and the national sovereignty of the American people.
Well, what are the checks and balances on something like the deep state? I would, for example, I've read enough to know that there's certainly an agenda within a number of bureaucrats that, I mean, if there's something like the Council on Foreign Relations, there's no way I, as a citizen, can raise questions about a private organization. But it would concern me that within the bureaucracy of the federal government, there is a deep state that has its own agenda and is not responsive to our members of Congress and to the, you know, to those in power. Is there any check and balance on those within the system, or do you think it's just out of control? Are the members of Congress, in this case, within the Republican Party, who are pro-Trump and are raising questions about it, or is it just completely out of control? Well, tell me what your thoughts on that.
Well, it's been completely out of control going back now many, many decades, and I think Trump is really the first serious effort to try to bring back some control here. And I think Trump is the first president in my lifetime, at least, who is serious. And I'm pretty young, I was born in the mid-80s, but in my lifetime, there's never been a president who really tried to take control of this machinery and put it either under the ground or put it to use for, pro-America, pro-freedom ideas. And so when he comes in and starts trying to slash regulations, you see that they literally conspire to destroy him. But, as for raising questions about the Council on Foreign Relations, I think we have every right to, and I think a lot of good patriotic Americans have done this because the nexus with the government is so clear. For people who are interested in learning more about this, I think one of America's finest patriots, an admiral who joined the CFR and was there for 16 years, he basically explained that the CFR sets the policy of the U.S. government and that their objective is to submerge our independence into an all-powerful global governance system. And this is very interesting because he said this back in the 70s when he defected from the CFR. He said in the whole English language, there's the one term that causes them more revulsion than anything else, and that term is America First. And so when you hear Trump talking about America First and then you see all the deep state people's heads explode, now you know why. Because, this idea of America First, this idea of our Declaration of Independence and rights come from God and we have a government to protect those rights is not compatible with the vision that they're promoting through both of our parties, through the federal bureaucracy, through the media, through the academia. And so, it really is a massive challenge. And I think Trump's done just about as good of a job as you could do in the short amount of time he's had. But people need to understand this if we're going to have any hope of stopping it.
Alex, this is Rhonda Gray. I had a question for you. I hear what you're saying and this concern that you have these bureaucrats that stay 20, 30 years and gain more power as the president comes and goes. But let me tell you something I'm worried about, too. Is there a danger of a backlash, I think, to this and to Trump bringing this to the forefront of this fear of this deep state, that we go towards this, the story that's come out in the last 24 hours or so about the Mar-a-Lago group, where private billionaires are now meeting at Mar-a-Lago and giving instructions to the VA, people who have never served in the military and who are sending things that way?
Yeah, well, I hear the music, so maybe I'll respond on the other side of the break, but good question.
Okay, hang on, Alec. We're going to come back and let you answer that. Plus, I've got a couple more questions for you. Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show. We're talking right now with Alex Newman. He writes The New American, and he's raising questions about something called the deep state that we hear a lot about in the news. We'll talk about it some more. Hey, freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back to make some more Common Sense at RadioCommonSense.com.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
yours, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
The deep state, how integral it is in the whole American system that is causing serious problems in our country today. Talking with Alex Newman. Alex writes for the North American, who's written extensively about the deep state. He says the problems are more prevalent now than ever. And Alex, before we had to take a break, Ronna Great asked you that question about the Mar-a-Lago group, for example. I guess in trying to reach a balance here and being fair, I mean, there are groups on both sides of the spectrum that are trying to do the same thing to some degree. Is that a fair comment or not?
Well, you know, there are organizations opposed to the deep state that have been working to stop the deep state for many, many years. Unfortunately, I think the power imbalance, though, is so drastic that, I mean, it's like comparing a mosquito to an elephant. You know, the deep state, unfortunately, has co-opted really both sides of the political spectrum. If you look, for example, at the CFR or at the Bilderberg Group or at the Trilateral Commission, they bring in the elites from both parties, right? So George H.W. Bush was a member of Skull and Bones, and George W. Bush was a member of Skull and Bones, and so was John Kerry.
But Alex, I wanted to ask you, is there danger of a backlash, you know, from one side to the other? That's what Jim was saying. Are we overreacting to the deep state, and then we're saying, hey, I've got these wealthy billionaire businessmen, and on appearance they don't have any interest in contracts, but maybe or maybe not, and we're going to meet down here, and then we're just going to tell the VA what to do because we don't trust the people working in the bureaucracy. Is there danger now that we're moving government functions outside of freedom of information and public records and things like that, and major decisions being made and dictated back to the government because of this mistrust?
You know, it's an interesting question. I'm not sure it ties directly to the deep state. I would argue, first of all, the government has grown so large that, you know, the risk of reducing the size and scope is not, you know, not a big thing that we need to be worried about. Is there a risk that there could be a backlash against this deep state and it would go too far? That's entirely possible. I don't think we're anywhere near that right now. You know, I don't know the details of these billionaires meeting in Mar-a-Lago, and there certainly are good people who are opposed to the deep state who still retain some influence. But I think the situation as it is now, you know, what really needs to happen is to drastically reduce the size and scope of the bureaucracy, and that would have the effect of reining in the deep state, so they ought not be doing all these things. Now, of course, the VA ought to be run transparently. It's a legitimate function of government to take care of our veterans, but if you look at huge swaths of the rest of the bureaucracy, these are not legitimate functions of the federal government. They're not authorized by the Constitution, and if you look at what they've been doing, they've all been moving us steadily toward greater government, less liberty, less national sovereignty and self-government, and all toward what many of these deep state characters, I don't care if you think of George Soros or George H.W. Bush, describe as a new world order. And so we need a backlash against that movement. We need a massive backlash against that movement. And if we don't get it, I think there's a real risk to our future, to our liberties, and actually to our republic.
Let me ask you this, Alec. Is the administration doing enough? You have all these huge problems within the FBI, you know, with Comey and the number two guy, and then this Peter Strzok who expressed great hatred towards Trump and yet still is with the FBI and within the deep state. Is the Trump administration doing enough to curtail some of these problems within the purview of what they can? They looks like there's been, you know, the unfortunately for Trump, the special prosecutor that is investigating him, his attorney general appointed the special prosecutor. So, you know, it seems like there's some kind of shooting themselves in the foot in this administration and trying to deal with some of these problems.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the president is incredibly frustrated with what his attorney general did. And, you know, a lot of us in the conservative movement have been really shocked with this because Sessions had a reputation as a crusader against the deep state. You know, he was leading some of the most important fights against the deep state. I think about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, for example, which was a deep state project to sell our sovereignty down the river and create this, as Jeff Sessions called it, a European Union-style Pacific Union, where the U.S. government would have the same vote as a communist dictatorship in Vietnam or the Islamist dictatorship in Brunei. That was crazy. And so Jeff said, and also the open borders agenda, you know, on both of these issues, Jeff Sessions was a key fighter. And then so to have him come into the Trump administration and right away set up this situation where the deep state was going to be able to have essentially a guillotine hanging over Trump's neck for the first few years of his term in office, that's just unconscionable. And so I think there's a lot of regret and a lot of insecurity right now within the administration over some of this. And in fact, I think there are a number of deep state swamp creatures who are in the highest ranks of the administration. That, you know, yeah. If you look, for example, at National Security Advisor. Trump originally appointed an anti-deep state, a real good guy, General Mike Flynn, and right away you saw the deep state come after him. They charged him with a bogus crime. They threatened his son to make him plead guilty to it. And, you know, you ended up with a Council on Foreign Relations member who wants to go bomb everybody and their mother.
Well, you've written a lot about this, and I think you've piqued the interest of a lot of our listeners out there. Alex, now you say you've written extensively an entire report. If someone wanted access to a lot more information, where would you suggest they go? How could they get access to all the stuff you're writing? I want to put it up on our website. So how's the best way to access your information?
Hey, well, thank you so much. And we try to make it accessible in every way possible. So we actually actually republished it as a short ebook on Amazon. People can download the entire special report from thenewamerican.com. And if you want, even all the articles are available online for free. We've done little videos about them. So in a worst case, you can always just go to a search engine, type in thenewamerican.com, Deep State, Alex Newman, and it'll pull up the whole series. I do hope people will read it because, you know, it's a lot to think about. It's a lot to process, but you know, it's so crucial that the American people understand this.
Well, we appreciate you outlining your thoughts on it. We'll put that link up on our website at radiocommonsense.com. So, Alex, thanks for spending some time with us today. We appreciate your opening up an area that is confusing and uncertain to a number of Americans. I want to get more into it, and I appreciate your thoughts. Hope you have a good weekend. Hope we can talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Well, you've heard him, Ron and Leo, and, of course, Alex is very passionate from a strong, conservative, right position. On the other hand, I think there are a number of people who are Democrats or more liberal who are concerned about some shadow government, if you will, setting policy, setting the tone, and in effect undermining those in office. I think you've.
But that's always been the case, Jim. That's always been the case.
Well, but should it be?
Governments and kingdoms have all been run by people who are rich and powerful. It's always been the case.
Well, J. Edgar Hoover, we can go back to the Hoover days. I saw, by the way, I watched the movie of the night, Mark Felt. It's a movie on
right,
HBO.
Right. The Deep Throat.
He was the Deep Throat, and it's all about him. And basically, they're trying to deal with the question about basically he betrayed. You know, he lied.
Right.
He gave false testimony. He lied, thinking he was doing it for a higher cause. So you got these conflicts that are almost built in.
Well, let's wait a minute now. Mark Felt was passed over by Richard Nixon. See, when J. Edgar Hoover died in May of 1972, Mark Felt was the guy who was the next person in line to take over the FBI.
He was number two guy. The movie made this very clear. He was number two. There was no heir apparent. There was no promotion. That was up to the president. The president didn't promote the Obama head up to the FBI. So you say he was passed over, but
he felt like he was passed over.
Well, he might have felt like that, but so he went out and got even.
Yeah,
that's right. That's exactly right.
I'm just saying that, and quite frankly, you can make an argument, the same thing, that he gave fault. He can always deny he was Deep Throat. He betrayed his office, if you will. Now, he said he did it for a higher cause, and basically,
To stay out of jail.
I'm just worried that we overreact to this, and we take government function outside of government.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it in these secret meetings at private clubs, and they just decide policy and email people. They said the emails coming from, as they call them, the Mar-a-Lago crowd, the emails just said, do this. And a government employee would say, that sounds great. I'll get back to you on the timeline. We'll, you know, they were asked to fly down there at government expense and go into a meeting and get their orders and then go back to Washington and implement them.
But isn't that what lobbyists do? Lobbyists who make
one's the owner
on a state level.
One's the head of Marvel Comics.
People, the Koch brothers and George Soros on the Democratic side spends millions and millions of dollars.
That's why we have Public Records Acts, which you authored as a legislature, and that's why we get to see these things in transparency.
If people just listen to me more.
That's right.
But that's why we're doing Common Sense.
Let's take a pause right now. Jim Brown here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. We've got several more great guests coming up. Tomika Mark will join us now. Is religion under attack? A lot, you know, easygoing show today. We're not very controversial. Freshen up that coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working, don't quit. Dynavite.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.